Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh my gosh, you know what? You're still really loud. I can hear it in my head.
Okay, hello. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh man, what a time to be alive.
Oh my gosh, did you guys miss us?
When did we stop doing episodes? In October?
You know what? What is time? Do you know what I'm saying? We're in a whole panoramic. We're in a whole Panda Express, okay?
You mean a pandemic?
Yeah, I'm just using, you know, you haven't seen that on TikTok?
No.
Where people just like substitute words for pandemic?
No.
Yeah, people are saying like random words that start with a P.
A panorama?
We're in a whole panoramic.
Not in a panoramic, we're in a pandemic. And Nudia and Heather decided we are going to take a break from dating, which means we have to take a break from doing our podcast.
Well, we technically didn't, but like it was weird because intense shit happened to Heather and I like at the same time, like huge life-changing, like,
yeah. And I got a second job working a haunted event. Nudia had some drama. My microphone broke, so we did one episode where we used a different mic, and like
it sounded so bad.
And I was just like, you know what, we need to pause this. Let's reform. And what a better time to start than the month of love.
Love L is for the way you look.
Have you seen a TikTok video where it's like L is for like, and it's different things?
No.
It's really funny.
Is it like negative against love? It's like negative.
Yeah, I'll have to send it to you. We'll post it. By the way, our Instagram was still thriving even though we weren't.
You know what? We were with you via Instagram. We were not with you via podcast. But you know what's really cute and like kind of like made us be like, we really have to do it, is that so many people asked us.
Like, where are you?
Where's the podcast? Like, so people I didn't even think like cared was like, where's the podcast?
Yeah. And someone, I posted an Instagram story where I was like, I reshared yours, where I was like, oh God, more episodes coming soon. And someone's like, yay, it's back. And I'm like, why are you excited about this? I think Nudie and I just did this podcast so we could air out our dirty laundry, which, by the way, now that that's said, every guy I've talked about in this podcast, I no longer talk to.
Yeah, and I knew that was going to happen because they were all like big ass babies.
They were big ass babies.
I told you, like, because they got so upset about the podcast. But it's like, dude, calm down. Like,
okay,
go work at Wells Fargo, wherever you work. Like, who cares?
One was in medical. Two were in medical. Another one is still jobless. But yeah, I don't talk to any of them anymore. It's kind of nice, though. We're starting off 2021.
Fresh.
There's not one guy that I'm like head over heels over. There's not one guy that I'm into. There's not one. It's fresh. It's new. It's great. And Nudia, I feel like you're the same because Nudia started off the year, what, blocking everyone?
I blocked everyone. And like, well, just an update, like I guess a traumatic thing that happened to me, like it wasn't like super serious, but I mean, OG got engaged.
Oh, Nudia's OG, not my OG.
Yeah, oh, no.
Let's circle back. My OG did not get engaged.
It's going to be a while before he gets engaged. But my OG, like, really fast, like, overnight, like, type of shit. And that was, like, a very traumatizing experience because I think, like, if you listen to the podcast, I think I was trying to hide or, like, suppress my feelings. And then when a major event like that happens, I kind of, like, came to and was like, wow, I've just been, like, lying to myself the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Nudia, I watched Nudia grow into a beautiful flower.
Aww.
Because you were like really depressed for a second, I feel like. And then like you realize that nothing else mattered and you're like, you know what? All these guys that treat me like crap, goodbye. Goodbye.
I blocked everyone. And I told Heather, my motto this year is, if it's not good for me, I don't want it. So every guy I've talked to, obviously you guys have heard the stories, they're not good for me. And I blocked them all. Like without second guessing, I just blocked everyone.
Let's update listeners. Are you talking to anyone?
I have a couple people I'm talking to. Lightly, very lightly. But I got back on the dating apps. And I'm actually like, you know what? I am actually giving a little bit more effort than I was in the past. Like, I got back on Tinder and Bumble. I downloaded the apps, I think, like, last week.
Okay, me and you need to, I feel like, take it a step up. I feel like we need to go on, like, Match.com.
Okay, here's the thing. And maybe we'll do a poll or, like, have people vote on this.
Okay, go ahead.
So I am going to DC for like a job audition next month.
You're telling me this about this on right now?
Yeah, no, but it's for a DJ stuff. It's a job. And so for work purposes, I will be there on Valentine's Day. So I was thinking, I think I was like, you know what? Should I premium upgrade and then try to talk to someone? So when I get out there, like I could have just this like little like Emily in Paris type of thing.
Yeah.
Like go on a date and just like have a little romantic moment in a city I've never been in.
Do that.
So that's so I'm thinking, but I don't want to pay. But I don't want, like, it's actually kind of expensive to use the dating app services, but I will be more dedicated because I have paid for it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I think that maybe not this month, because let's wait till Valentine's Day passes, because I feel like Valentine's Day puts pressure on people that they don't like.
That's true. But
so
no,
let's wait till Valentine's Day passes.
But I'm going to be there for Valentine's Day.
Okay, but after Valentine's Day, let's get on those smart apps or those paying apps. Let's just try it. 1 month, free trial. Let's see what happens.
Match.com?
Match.com or what's it, eHarmony?
eHarmony.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Nudia popped up on your eHarmony account? Like, if you don't know what Nudia looks like, she has huge boobs, voluptuous lips. So, like, a little man.
I look like a cam girl. Someone told me in my, like, the picture, the pictures that I posted recently, they're like, I thought this was a cam ad.
Okay, can I say something? You look a little Asian right now.
I usually do when I smile because my eyes get really small.
I think
small.
It's the hair too right now.
Oh, my hair's super straight.
You're a very voluptuous queen right now.
Thank you.
And I feel like I'm becoming more and more homely.
What do you mean homely?
I just look like a homely person.
You like spent more and more money on yourself increasingly as this podcast has progressed.
Oh, yeah.
Heather's invested like $25,000 on herself. Like hair, like, you know, fillers,
okay,
makeup.
So while Heather was having a midlife crisis about men in her life. Okay, I'll tell you straight up. This is exactly what happened. Mr. Perfect one day called me fat, pretty much. He didn't call me fat.
And I told you not to listen to him.
Well, that like really put a toll on my psyche. So I went and got lipo in my arms, in my stomach, in my hips, in my waist. And then I also went and got lipo in my face. And then I went and got...
Which you've always had a skinny face, so I've never understood.
Then I went and got... Well, my friend that I just got off the phone with, he's like, yeah, you look good now. And I was like, hey, thanks. But I also got lip filler. So I feel like I took away fat from other places and put it in places that it needed it. I feel like...
Do you feel good? I mean, because it's all to make yourself feel good, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wait till my... When this podcast is over, I'm going to go take off my bandages and show you what I look like. It's good shit. Anyway, besides
the point.
As long
as you feel good, that's all it is.
I feel like,
you know?
I'll tell you this. Let me tell you a little tale. Tale of the land.
She looks super excited. I have no clue what the fuck you're going to tell me.
Tale of the land. Okay, so I went on a date last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of that date being like, wow, that was a great date. And for once, I didn't leave a date feeling like I wasn't pretty enough. Like, oh, he didn't talk to me after
you
the date.
You left? Can I tell you how sad that is that you've... I've never thought that when I've left a date. I'd be like, wow, I'm way too hot for this guy.
Oh,
but
see, I've always left a date thinking like, wow.
You're not pretty
that
enough?
That guy's way too cute for me. Yeah.
When you dated like ugly guys that you're way prettier than.
Yeah. No, that's what I did. So like I went on that date, not saying that guy was uglier than me at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying like I went on that date and I felt like, okay, well, if this doesn't work out, it has nothing to do with me. Because I felt like everything about that date, like, I did the best of my ability. Like, we got a little drunk, we got a little saucy, we had a little fun, we had laughter. It was good times. And I still didn't get talked to after. And that's okay. Like, but at least I didn't go there thinking, being self-conscious. That was the first time I left a date not feeling self-conscious. That it didn't work out.
But I don't think it's ever had anything to do with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Maybe. I feel like I just go after dudes that are emotionally unavailable. Or I go, like, it's the old age saying, like, Heather just has bad luck with dudes. And it's whatever at this point. Like, moral of the story is that guy and I have been matching on dating apps for, like, the past year. Or even maybe two. And, like, we finally were like, wait, let's actually go hang out. And I had a blast with him. I thought the date went great. But in his, I guess not. And that's fine. That's fine.
Or it's just, like, it could be circumstances that you can't control, you know? Maybe he's dating a bunch of girls. Maybe, like, there's distractions that happen in life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he had this excuse that I've just been so busy. But I'm like, dude, you were busy the week before and you were calling me every day when you got off of work. Like,
yeah.
When you want to make time for someone, you'll make the fucking time.
You will.
So, obviously.
But people do get busy. We will say that. People do get busy.
But it's one thing to be like, you're doing the same actions and then one day you don't text a lot, then it's like, okay, I was busy that day. But every day for a week?
Yeah. Speaking of a year, Heather, did I send you this message from this guy on Bumble? Okay.
Oh,
so
no.
We matched in 2019. Okay. I'm going to try to see if I can remember this from the top of my head. I'm going to post a video about it on our Instagram at Confessions of a Dating App if you guys follow us.
Okay.
So I messaged him. We had matched on other apps. So on this one, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this different because we matched again. He's super attractive. And I was like in 11 of 2019. So that was like 2 years ago. I was like, we should grab a drink sometime. I was being more aggressive than I have in the past. He messaged me 11 of 2020.
Saying, oh, you did send me a screenshot of this.
Yeah, we should do that. And then I messaged him like 2 days ago.
So 2021.
Yes. So like
that's what happened to me and this guy.
We've been messaging each other every year. And I'm just like, what the? But it's so funny because when I started up my Bumble, you know, people pop up. So someone I have actually met up with and like hooked up with and we were like actually kind of cool. He came up again. But the thing is, I had blocked him. Because I think I was at a pool party and I like all my girlfriends are hot. So I like showing how hot they are. And I posted like one of my girlfriend in her bikini. She looks Scylla, super good. And he was like, oh, your friend's hot. And I was just like, yeah, I know. And then I forgot what he said, but I was like, you're annoying. I'm blocking you. And then he gave me a thumbs up. So I blocked his ass on everything. And then he came up again. And so he was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, come over. Let's hang out. And I was like, no, you're annoying.
Guys love to be treated like crap.
I was like, he's like, you blocked me. I was like, yeah, I did because you're fucking annoying. I was like, but okay, I'll be right over. So
you hung out with him?
We hung out and we had a great time. I don't think it's going to turn into anything serious, but I do. There's certain people I do enjoy hanging out with. Again, my motto is still the same. If it's not good for me, I'm getting it out of my life. Do you know what I'm saying? But I just needed a little like fun because
how I felt. I went on that date and I was like, that was fun. That was a good time. Like I needed to experience something new. So like maybe it's not good for us to try to talk to people though from if we didn't meet up
from
with
the past
in 2019.
Yes.
We probably shouldn't be trying to meet up with him in 2020.
That guy, I feel like he's my husband. I feel like this is going to be like the beginning of a great love story.
Dude on Instagram who we used to follow each other and then he unfollowed me. So I was like, well, I'm going to unfollow you back. And then he followed me again and I didn't even realize he followed me again. But like, he's so hot. And I just like... I don't know what to do because he's a bad boy. He's bad. He's bad, bad, bad boy. But, like, I want him so bad.
I feel like you have to know. Because the thing with this guy that I blocked, but I met, you know, we met up with, like, 2 days ago.
Fuck him.
Sometimes it's good for that, but also at that time, like, he wanted a relationship, and it was really clear that I didn't. And then we met up again, and it's kind of like the same thing where you could tell, like, he wants a relationship. He's asking me these, like, deep questions. We're laying there in bed, right? And then he's just, like, asking me, like, these deep dating questions. And if you guys could just see how closed off and how uncomfortable they made me, I'm just like, yo, I'm so not ready to, like, get there. Do you know what I'm saying? To that dating part.
Okay, so do you feel like he's interested in you, or do you feel like it was just a good time of you two hanging out?
I think there's a possibility, but I think when someone shows you that they are not ready for a relationship, you kind of just, like... So we're still talking, but I could tell, like, he's like, trying to be serious, and it's, like... I'm just so bad. I'm just like, I don't know how I became this person. Know,
it's funny because, so before Nudie came over, I was on the phone with a friend from the music industry. He's a sound guy for a band I know. And we were talking and I was like, you know, I had a like epiphany, I feel like, in the past month that I'm okay with being single. You gotta be real special for me to want to like chase you or commit to you.
Yeah.
And I feel like Nudie is in that same aspect. It's just like, let's have fun until we find someone that actually like matters.
That we give a shit about. Do you know what I'm saying?
And again, like, I'm not trying to hate on that dude I went on a date with, but like, I liked him. I would have gone on more dates with him to see how it went, but I'm not gonna go chase dudes.
Well, finally, you guys, we did it. We broke Heather. We broke her down so we could build her back up. You're a phoenix rising from the ashes with your red hair. Just you're saying things you've never said before, and it makes me happy because I think everyone listening to this podcast and everyone that like follows you on social media or knows you knows that you can do so much better than these guys that you've like let ruined you or drag you through the mud or make you feel like shit.
I also, you know, just so everyone knows, I do not have a crush on OG. I can never picture myself marrying him. I joke about it with him all the time. I'm like, why are we both single? Like, we should just get married. Like, it should just be a done thing. And he like looks at me like, no, we'd kill each other. And I was like, would we kill each other though? Like, you know, you're in love with me. I'll mess with him, but like, I don't want it.
Yeah, just be careful because I said the same thing.
And then were you heartbroken when OG got engaged?
Oh, I was completely. If I didn't have my family around, I would have definitely gone to a deep dark hole of just like fucking. Yeah, it's losing a lot. That person was a lot of things to me, and so it's just like.
Have you still not talked to him?
Mm-mm. No, he's reached out though, and I've ignored him because, again, I'm not doing things that aren't good for me. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm done.
I feel like that, like, really messed with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, really, like, still a little, like I'm getting better, but I was really fucked up, which I'm glad we didn't do the podcast at that time because I was kind of in a bad place.
It's a
place.
Good thing. Honestly, you guys, mental health.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We shouldn't have done, like, shit was going real bad for a minute. For both of us.
I think if we listen to the episodes, you could tell both of us weren't in a good place mentally at all.
No, we were just like spilling all the tea on everything and everyone.
We were pissed off.
I ruined friendships. I lost friends. I fucked up some dates. I fucked up a lot. But me and Nudia both were just like letting it out. And that's probably why you guys liked it so much. And don't get me wrong. There will be days in the future where I tell you all like, terrible story.
You guys, we're still gonna
like
bring
how
you the
I went
tea.
To Florida and fucked some dude I met on TikTok. But
oh, you do still need to tell that
story.
Yeah,
I didn't tell that story. No, I did not.
Yay!
But by the way, I've never said that to anyone. So if you're listening to this podcast, it's an exclusive.
Hear it here first.
But I think that like Nudia, I have to say, I feel like we needed to do this episode. I feel like we needed to like give an update. And I feel like in the future, it's going to be more about like, you know, positivity and like what you can do to like help yourself instead of going on this podcast and just trashing these men we're dating.
We're still going to trash them though.
Yeah. If you're an asshole, you're getting trashed.
We're still going to trash.
And don't worry, Mr. I went on a date with you last Monday. You're still not off the hook. I'm going to tell everyone what you fucking texted me because.
What did he text you?
I'm sorry. It's never okay for a man. Especially if they're romantically interested in you, to text you, hey, dingus.
When I saw that, do you understand what I'm saying, Heather? When you're like, oh, these guys, when you used to feel bad about yourself, I'm like, he's a fucking Nerd.
Okay, I don't think this guy's a nerd, but like, I was really high off of pain meds because I just got out of surgery. And I got a text saying, hey, dingus. And I didn't think anything of it until the next morning when I read it. And I was like, hey, dingus.
That would have immediately like, dried me up like the Sahara Desert.
It did.
Like, I'm just like not attracted morning, to you after that.
Yeah, I woke up the next morning like real sad. I was like, wow, I'm a dingus. What the fuck is a dingus?
I've never heard anyone use that word. And you should probably never date anyone that uses the word dingus. If you've married or dated someone.
I don't know what he was trying to do though with that. Like. He's trying to, but no. We're gonna save that for the next episode. That would okay. be safe for the next episode. We're gonna talk about how I fucked some dude in Florida that I met on TikTok.
That's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I told you we were real busy these last.
We had, you know what? And then since I've been on, I forgot how great these bios are.
Oh yeah.
Can I just say? I think this one's brilliant. So, Brian, 38 years old here in Vegas. You probably have no chance with me. But you can try.
Let me see this. You probably have no chance.
But you could try.
Fuck off.
Talk about a great. Can we just talk about the psychology of how fucked up women are and how women are like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get involved. That's
actually smart. Actually, you know what?
He's a genius. I told him. You know, now, I was like, you're a genius.
Did you swipe right on him and tell
him?
Yeah,
we matched. And then I was like, what an intriguing bio. He's like, you think so? And I'm like, yeah, you're really great at fucking with women, apparently.
Wow, Nudia, you're fucked up in the head still. We need to work on Nudia.
No. I mean, with a bio like that, nothing was going to come out of that situation, you know?
Okay.
But also, there's this other guy on here that he just had a bunch of, like, chilling pictures with celebrities. Do you see this picture of him with Justin Bieber? We should probably post this picture where he's just, like, they look like they're just fucking eating tacos or something.
On a private jet.
Yeah. And, like.
Where is it? Did you take more pictures of this guy?
No. This is his Bumble account.
Did you match with him?
I matched with him.
Wait, why are we not looking at more photos of this?
Okay, because the thing is that Justin Bieber is photobombing him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like instead of...
So yeah, who is this guy?
This dude just has a bunch of pictures like this with celebrities.
What are celebrities?
Like he has one like that with Kanye West. And like he just has a bunch of people.
He's probably a security guard.
Maybe. I didn't think of that. But
he's
like...
He's probably a security guard.
That's kind of a big flex. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big flex.
So I forgot what it was like to be on these apps and I had to.
I downloaded Bumble, went on for about 5 minutes, matched with the guy that I went on a date with a week ago came up on my feed after like 5 swipes and I said, nope. And I deleted the app.
Yeah. If you're not, you know,
I'll do it after Valentine's Day.
I did send you this email with this link, Heather, but Heather did not.
By the way, Nudia,
look up my links.
No, I didn't. I didn't. But Nudia, by the way. I got this in the mail. It's a Valentine's Day kit to make someone. It came with stickers and it came with like pens. Look at this. It came with gel pens and it's that I know you've seen this before. It's that box that you open and it's layers and you put
and pictures.
Mm-hmm. It's that.
Hon, who sent this to you? Do they know that you're single?
I know. I got this on Wish. I was bored and
are you gonna make one for me?
Yeah, do you want me to make this for you?
Yeah, you can
and
just
our
make
podcast?
One for me.
Aww. Okay, I'll make it for our podcast.
We can make our podcast one.
Okay, that'll be a perfect thing to put on our thing. But anyway, it came with all this crap and I was like, wow, this is really cute. Like I ordered it on Wish, it was like $1.
Did it take 10 years to come? Or?
No, it didn't. Wish has like advanced shipping. So like really? I was like, all right, let's pay the extra $5. So I paid $6 for that.
But I do. So in one of the links that I went to send you, but you never opened.
Sorry, I sidetracked because I had to show you that.
It's okay. It was worth it. I actually really like that. I think that's a good idea for us. And knowing Heather, she could get like DIY projects done in like an hour.
Yeah.
Because of your like. So the link was just, it was just a statistic on how dating apps, the rate that they go up during and before Valentine's Day. That, like, the spike is crazy of people being on it.
The dating site Match predicted dating Sunday will be the busiest single day in its app's history.
Now it's easier to meet someone on an app than in person, so why not?
Tinder, Bumble, and OkCupid also report big increases.
One trend we're noticing is a slowdown in dating and a rise in romance, meaning people are looking for deeper, more meaningful connections.
There are singles who hope to have someone special in their lives in time for Valentine's Day, and then others who say, that's okay, they'll pass.
Some people wanna, I think, use the pandemic to grow and do their own thing.
But for those actively looking, experts say take this moment to update photos on your profile and more specifically outline what it is you want. And maybe Cupid will triumph over COVID and send you love.
So I do think people want someone for Valentine's Day.
Well, it's funny that you should mention this, Nudia, because while you're going to show me the statistics of this, I posted on Instagram yesterday a thing about being single on Valentine's Day. And while you're, let me see your chart thing. Did you give
a
picture of it?
No, it was a video.
Oh, it was a video?
Maybe I could put in a clip. Okay. I'll put in an audio clip.
Put in an audio clip. Okay. Check this out. Look how many people are single. You ready for this? I did this on purpose because I wanted to see like how many people are actually single. Okay. 1,400 people. Okay. So if it's all the way to the right, it means they're single.
Oh, yes.
If it's all the way to the left, they're not. Look how many people are all the way to the right.
It's a lot of single people. It's a lot of single people. Oh, I did that one. I did that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I participated.
But you know why I did this, right? You little fuckers. You don't know my tricks. You don't know my tricks of the trade. I did this so I can see which guys are single.
Oh, what guys that follow you that are single?
Yep, so I can go through them and see which ones I'm going to hit up.
Oh my gosh, you know what, so I don't know if anyone remembers Sneaks. Remember Sneaks that had the girlfriend?
Oh, I love Sneaks. What happened to him?
So Sneaks broke up with his girlfriend and tried to get me to come over to his new place immediately. I played hard to get.
And it didn't work?
I played hard to get, and we've been talking and friendly, but he just really got on my nerves. And he was one of those things that I think wasn't good for me. Not because he's a bad person, but because he's just like so into like being single right now, which I totally wanted for him. But I'm just like, ugh, I don't need to be a part of all this. This is a lot of shit, you know? And so it was just affecting me, just like the level of like from bro, because here's the one thing, like I'm bro in this corner, but I'm also, one of his friends DM'd me. I don't know this guy. That they have a group chat where they talked about the best blowjob that they got of 2020.
And you were the best blowjob?
And Sneak said I was the best blowjob.
Dude, Nudia showed me a picture of her getting a blowjob one time.
It was a video.
It was a video. And let me tell you something. Nudia looked fucking
hot. It was great. I wish that could be like part of my profile and you could be like, yeah, I look great.
Yeah, Nudia.
I looked fucking great. I was naked. It was awesome.
Yeah, Nudia looked really good. And then I showed her mine and Nudia was like, Heather. And it was not good because the angle was bad.
If you're going to do a
blowjob video, you got to make sure you're like,
he's up. He's elevated.
Yeah, he's up and so elevated and you're on the knee. So you look like
a goddess. Slender. Yes.
A slender goddess. I mean, or you just go get lipo and then you'll be a slender goddess.
Yes. One of the two. And so, RIP Sneaks, RIP OG.
RIP Mr. Perfect, RIP Hockey Guy, RIP.
Do we need to have another funeral?
I forgot about the funeral.
Oh my gosh, the funeral was great.
Fame whore's gone. Mr. Nice Guys finished last. Oh, dude, we have to this now because I have to go, but Nice Guys Finished Last ghosted me. I got ghosted.
By a nice guy.
Like, what the fuck?
I do. How much time do we have? I just want to say one more thing. One of our radio friends, she's Christina on air. She actually went to Hooters, and Hooters has this sign up, and we'll post it on our Insta.
What's the thing? Hang on, let me read this.
So, Heather,
are you on a date that isn't going well? If you're, is your Tinder or Plenty of Fish date not who they said they were on their profile? Do you feel unsafe or even just a bit weird? We're here to help. Just go to the bar and order an angel shot. Oh, if you order as a neat, your bartender will escort you to your vehicle. If you order it as with ice, your bartender will call an Uber or Lyft for you. If you order it with a lime, your bartender will call the police. We'll handle this discreetly and without a lot of fuss. We've been there and want you to know that we're here in good hands. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
That's right? Fucking amazing. Good for you, Hooters. Is this like in the bathroom?
I don't know. They said
it has to be, because then if it's not,
he's going to be able to see it. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But and so she was so
Please
funny.
Post that.
She's so funny with the way that what she was saying. She's like, you're going to have your Hooters bartender walk you to your car. She's like, these are angels. She's like, if I won the lotto, because she went to go buy a lotto ticket. She's like, I would donate to Hooters and buy angel shots for everyone.
That's amazing. Good for Hooters. Yeah. Shout out to Hooters.
I know. But she was also like, if a first date takes you to Hooters, that's probably not a date you want to be on.
No, not at all.
I'm just wondering.
Who's
Sam Peters?
I don't know. Anyway, hang on 1 second. Let's answer this. Hello? Hi.
They're listening to her.
Well, I have a really good insurance person.
It's a solicitation call.
Yeah, I've had her for a really long time. I really like her.
Just hang up the phone.
Okay, thank you so much. I have your number now, so thank you.
Oh, Heather's so nice. I would have just hung up.
No, not at all. Anyway, okay. So
we're super glad to be back.
Yes.
We missed you guys.
And we'll talk shit about all these guys a little bit more. We'll have to write them down because I forgot about some of them. I totally forgot about Nice Guys Finish Last.
You know what we should do? We should get really drunk one night and listen. We need to go back and listen
so we can. Yeah. Okay. Fair. So me and Nudie are going to do some research on our old podcast. We'll listen to our old podcast. And it's like kind of like a time machine. It's like a time capsule.
It is. We were so different.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
It's so weird how much we changed. Anyway, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Confessions of a Dating App. Yeah. I think we have a Facebook that we never post on, but you can follow that too. And what else we got? Confess to Us.
Yes.
podcast@gmail.com if you got some tea that you want to share or a question. We also accept those in our DMs on IG.
DMs are always open, guys.
Yes.
Always open.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Love
you. We're glad we're back. This is Heather.
It's Nudia.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.